This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Members of the Living Church of God in suburban Milwaukee are trying to make sense of a deadly attack on the congregation over the weekend by one of their own. Police say Terry Ratzman, a 44-year-old member of the church, walked into the hotel room where the church was meeting early Saturday afternoon and opened fire on the worshipers with a handgun. He killed 7 people, including the minister and his teenage son, and wounded 4 others. He then turned the gun on himself. In a press conference today, police provided some details about Ratzman. They say he was a quiet churchgoer known for sharing plants and vegetables with his neighbors. And they're looking closely at Ratzman's relationship with the congregation he attacked. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio attended that press conference and joins us now from Milwaukee. Chuck, how much more do we know about the focus of the investigation as police are searching for some kind of motive?
Well, the shootings took place in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and the Brookfield police at their news conference today suggested that even though Mr. Ratzman was going to be losing his job as a computer worker at GE Healthcare, that his relationship with the company was good, that it, with his coworkers was good, and therefore they're suggesting they're looking more towards the church angle.
So why are they focusing more on the church connection? Did we learn anything more about that at the press conference?
Well, they say they're looking at the totality of issues connected to the church, both Mr. Ratzman's relationship with other members, with the hierarchy of the church, and with a sermon 2 weeks ago during which he walked out before he was scheduled to give a closing prayer. They're also suggesting that there may have been targeting done in the shooting, that because the pastor and his wife and their child either died or were wounded, that the Mr. Ratzman might have been targeting them, and that the other people that were hit, about 8 more, were perhaps the victim of random shooting.
Chuck, Terry Ratzman was said to be an active member of the Living Church of God. Can you tell us a little bit more about that congregation?
Well, that's a church that broke off from the Worldwide Church of God about a decade ago. It's based in Charlotte, North Carolina, and broadcasts or puts its word out on an international basis. It is known for some Bible-based teachings, and it certainly talks about, some of the church leaders talk about end-time prophecies being getting people ready spiritually and physically for things changing rapidly in the world.
I understand that Terry Ratzman lived in a modest home with his mother and his sister. Can you tell us anything more about what his neighbors had to say about him?
Well, the general consensus is that he was quiet and kept to himself a lot, but that he was friendly when asked about issues like gardening or yard work and so on. I talked with an 83-year-old neighbor of his, Ken Stump, who said that he got along well with Mr. Ratzman and had just seen him on the way to the church services on Saturday.
How is the community reacting to this?
Well, there continues to be a growing memorial outside the hotel where the shootings occurred. There's more flowers there. There's 7 or 8 crosses. In fact, there are 8 crosses, 7 for the other people that died and 1 for Mr. Ratzman, placed a little further away from the 7. And we continue to see people stopping by, taking pictures and so on. I talked with a woman from Minnesota who was on her way back to Minnesota who said she stopped and wanted a picture of this. She also said that the shootings in Milwaukee reminded her of the shootings that took place in northern Wisconsin a few months ago involving hunters. Another person that I talked with was a lay minister who said that he hopes this incident makes churches more recognize possible problems, possible depression among church members, and that they reach out to members who seem troubled.
Chuck, thanks so much.
Okay.
Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio speaking to us from Milwaukee.